Welcome back. Yesterday we talked about how easy losing fat actually is, despite what the diet books lead you to believe. And you learned 5 simple nutrition principles that always work when it comes to fat loss. Calories down, protein up, replace some carbs with veggies, and replace the bad fats with good ones. But here's the thing. It's always bothered me a little when nutritionists spend all their time talking about the so-called macronutrients. Because the truth is, we don't eat calories or proteins or carbs or fats. We eat food. So the question is, if you really want to lose fat, what food do you actually eat? That's what I'm going to cover today. And here's the cool thing. This part's really easy too, especially if you break it down one meal at a time. So let's use breakfast as an example. Now you often hear that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Whether that's true or not is up for debate, but I like breakfast, so let's start there. And let's start with this question. If I want to lose fat, what should I eat for breakfast? Well, first, let's quickly go over some breakfast options that won't help you lose fat. Here are a few examples. The on-the-go breakfast, like a bagel and cream cheese. The restaurant breakfast, like eggs, bacon, hash browns, and toast. The at-home breakfast, like a bowl of cereal and a glass of orange juice. So why aren't these breakfasts great for losing fat? Well, let's look to your checklist from yesterday. In most of these examples, the calories are too high, especially the restaurant breakfast. In addition, the protein is too low, particularly the at-home breakfast. Also, the carbs, they're too high. None of the meals include veggies, and finally, none of the meals contain healthy fats, and some of them actually contain too many unhealthy fats. Now, before moving on, I should mention one other type of breakfast, the nothing breakfast, which is exactly what it sounds like. You eat nothing. Of course, with this breakfast, the calories are way down, but it's also missing all the nutrients that support your lean tissue and speed your metabolism. Moreover, skipping breakfast almost always leads to some sort of overeating later in the day. That's why skipping breakfast is usually a bad idea. Here's the bottom line. In each of these breakfasts, there are some fundamental flaws that will prevent you from losing fat. In fact, with most of them, you'll probably end up gaining fat. So the question is this. If you want to lose fat, what can you eat for breakfast? Well, I'm going to give you some really easy, tasty examples. First, let's look at a breakfast at home option. You have a few minutes, you want something delicious, and you want to do your best to lose fat. Well, here's a good breakfast for that. A nice omelet, a little side salad, mixed nuts, some avocado, and a touch of extra virgin olive oil dressing. It's super easy and super tasty. Plus, it covers every one of our nutritional principles. Want the recipe? No problem. You'll find it in the resource section next to the video on the right-hand side of your screen. Now, if you're crunched for time and have to run out the door as soon as you get dressed, you might not be able to make the breakfast at home option. But you'll still want a healthy, on-the-go meal that'll give you energy and help you lose fat. So here's what we've got for you. It's called a super shake, and it's made with blueberries, strawberries, a splash of almond milk, a little bit of protein powder, some greens, and a couple ice cubes. It's quick, it's incredibly easy, and it tastes amazing. Best of all, it'll help you lose fat. Again, if you want the recipe, you'll find it along the sidebar in the resource section. Now, before we wrap up, I have to put this out there. Whoever told you that making healthy fat loss meals was difficult doesn't really know what they're doing. This stuff is really easy and totally doable no matter what type of lifestyle you currently live. And it's not just breakfast. There are ways to make any meal healthier, faster, and better for fat loss. In fact, in our resource section over on the right, you'll find easy ways to do that for any meal. But here's the thing. Take it easy. If you want to lose fat today, don't try and change every meal and snack you eat at once, because that's too hard. It's too much to change. And later in this course, we'll get into why that is, and I'll teach you how to make fat loss both more effective and much easier by doing less than you think you have to. But for now, just focus on improving one meal. That may seem small, but really, it's a huge step toward fat loss, and one many people never take. In fact, making one small improvement at a time is what we have all our clients do. And we produce more dramatic fat loss stories than probably anyone else. So go ahead and read the free resources we've given you. In them, we show you exactly what to eat to lose fat. Pick one meal to change and try one of the recipes. And tune back in tomorrow for the next important lesson, exercise for fat loss. Just like with nutrition, there are so many exercise misconceptions. So let's cut through the BS together and come up with some really easy and really effective advice. See you then.